Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The Commerce Department today says that cold weather caused U.S. retail sales to drop in January. Americans spent less on autos and clothing and at restaurants during a cold month. Retail sales fell 0.4% last month. That marked the second straight decline after a 0.1% drop in December. USDA reported export sales this morning for the week ending February the 6th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 21.9. Next year, 1.1. Corn this year, 50.0. Next year, 2.8. Soybeans this year, 6.4. Next year, 4.5. Strategic Grains today lowered its forecast for the EU's 2014-15 soft wheat harvest by 300,000 metric tons to 137.5 million tons. It also increased its corn production by 300,000 metric tons to 65.1 million tons after revising estimates for Germany and Croatia. Bunge Limited posted a profit in the fourth quarter on lower revenue as sales in its agribusiness, sugar, and bioenergy segments declined. Bunge's fourth quarter sales in the agribusiness segment, by far the company's largest business by revenue, fell 1.8%. The sugar and bioenergy business posted 12% lower sales. Edible oil product sales fell 10%. Still, Bunge reported a profit of $138 million, or 78 cents a share, versus a year earlier loss of $599 million, or $4.17 a share. The year-ago period included a goodwill impairment charge of $514 million. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 15,903, it's down 60 points. The NASDAQ, 4,193, down 8. And the S&P 500 is 1,813, and it is down 5.5 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
One more cold morning has occurred across portions of the Midwest today. Temperatures near zero have been reported across the lower and eastern portions of the Midwest, in particular from portions of central Illinois into northwestern Ohio. Temperatures are surrounded by warmer air, so this is a lingering pocket of bitter cold that will stick around for a little while yet today. There's one more shot of reinforcing cold coming up for the upper parts of the Midwest, but everybody else is likely to work its way into a notable warming trend, and that warm-up is likely to bring temperatures above average to a big part of the Midwest as we move forward through the coming full week, next week in particular, but we'll already be seeing warmer bias conditions out there in the southwestern Corn Belt rather quickly. The afternoon temperatures today will likely contrast sharply from some sub-zero readings in portions of North Dakota to temperatures in the 40s across Missouri and parts of Kansas. Other areas in the eastern Midwest will see 20 and 30 degree highs this afternoon. The temperatures tomorrow afternoon will turn cooler across the northern parts of the region as that new surge of cold air drops further southeast from the Dakotas. We'll likely see afternoon temperatures on Friday running primarily in the single digits and teens across the upper Midwest, while we'll look for 30-degree readings in the far southernmost parts of the region. We'll see the cooler air sticking around on Saturday afternoon, but after that, a notable warm-up is likely to spread across the region. In fact, on Saturday afternoon, we'll likely see high temperatures running in the 50s and 60s in the southwesternmost corner of the Corn Belt. Then as we move on into the early part of next week, that warmth will likely build up, and the warmer days during the middle part of next week will likely generate highs in the 30s and 40s across the northern Midwest, while 50s and 60s occur across the south. Is this the start of spring? That may be the question that's running through your mind. The answer is no. We will see a return of colder air to a big part of the Midwest at the end of about a 10-day period. And it's already being suggested in the computer forecast models as we move towards the latter days of February and early March. we will see the cycle of cold air come back. The question is, how cold will it get? Most likely, the atmosphere will be warming during that period of time, and temperatures will not be able to get as cold as they have been. That's the good news. The bad news, of course, is that with the cold air returning, soil temperatures will stay low, and the odds of us getting into the fields here early will probably seem somewhat on the low side as well. We do expect to see precipitation come and go across parts of the Midwest, but over this next week, the precipitation potentials are relatively low. In other words, it will precipitate, but we'll likely see light amounts for most cases. The first disturbance that will likely move across the region is expected to have an impact on the northernmost sections of the region here today and early tomorrow. This will be mostly from the eastern part of North Dakota into Michigan, and we'll likely see a few inches of accumulation take place in crop country, but greater amounts will occur near the Canada border. A follow-up disturbance will move through the lower eastern Midwest as we move through the day on Friday, and that is likely to produce maybe 1 to 3 inches of snowfall across parts of the region from Missouri into parts of Kentucky, and that system will likely go on down into portions of Tennessee and the Carolinas as we move through Friday night and early Saturday morning. Yet another disturbance will come across the Midwest in a rather wimpy fashion as we move through the latter part of the weekend. The next more significant precipitation event may hold off until we get to Monday into early Tuesday. Down in South America, it still looks as though rain will be working its way northward across some of Brazil's most important crop country over these next several days. The precipitation will offer relief to a persistent dry and warm weather pattern and start to improve some of the crop conditions that have become rather stressed here recently. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
The 25th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting is March 4th at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. And along with our great panels on corn, soybeans, and cash grain markets, we'll hear Sue Martin's agricultural outlook. Murray Wise will give us the lowdown on land values in 2014. And we'll get everyone up to speed on the commodity title of the new Farm Bill. The cost is $30 and includes a continental breakfast, Beef House lunch, and 25th anniversary commemorative hat. Guarantee your spot. Register now at 217-333-7300 with your major credit card and we'll mail your tickets. That's 217-333-7300. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 658 up 1, soft May wheat, 591 and a half up 5 and a quarter. March corn, 440 and 3 quarters up 3 quarters. July, 451 and 3 quarters up a quarter. December, 457 and 3 quarters unchanged. March beans, 1338 and a quarter up 15 and a quarter. July, 1304 and a half up 12 and a quarter now. November, 1127 and a half up 8 and 3 quarters. March soybean meal, 448.70 up 520. March soybean oil, 39.42 up 43, now 42. February live cattle, 142.72 and a half, up 62 and a half. March feeders, 169.50 up 100. February lean hogs, 86.30 down 20. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgReview. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Dave.
Seems like export sales for corn is enough to support the market, but not do much more else than that.
Yeah, I would think so. Commercials, though, have been supporting the market, both for processing and feeding as well. So that's kind of been a plus. I think what we're seeing right now is there's a beginning rumbling that December corn futures may be undervalued in this 455 to 460 range. The March still has a ton of resistance at 450. It'll be interesting to see whether we end the week well and if we try to gun for that 450 again.
Soybeans, it's a back-and-forth affair.
Back-and-forth affair, made new highs just recently this morning in the market. Good crush margins. Meal seems to be the key as long as we can see meal prices higher, a couple bucks higher. We're going to continue to see these March beans take another poke at 1340 resistance.
Turn your attention to wheat, please.
Wheat market's kind of been a shining star, just amazing. We want to talk about winter kill. I think those concerns are a little early in the year to find that, but certainly the transportation snafus in Canada have pushed a little wheat export business back to the States.
Also, I guess some problems over in the Black Sea region and trying to get the crop out, too.
Yeah, and that is very typical that they have some winter transportation situations there. So right now, the U.S. Gulf and the Pacific Northwest is a good place to ship wheat out of.
Turn your attention to livestock.
Cattle market's kind of been a shining star. Hogs just along for the ride. I think we're going to continue to see that. However, when you look at all the weather issues that we have, that is business that gets lost. It doesn't come back. Mm. It'll be difficult for the retailers to move beef and or pork, given all the transportation difficulties on the East Coast.
Thank you much, Ellen. That's Ellen Dearden of AgriView, and she is in Moreton, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, March corn, 439 and 3/4, down a quarter. December, 457, down 3/4. March soybeans, 1333 and a quarter, up 10 and a quarter. July, $13 and a quarter, up 8. November, 1124 and 3/4, up 6. And March soybean meal, 446.70, up 320. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.